Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. Well, now I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. Well, now I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. As we move through this Christmas season, we're surrounded by reminders of joy, hope, and love. But have you ever stopped to think about the deeper meaning behind Christmas? Today, we're looking at one of the most powerful names of Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God with us. What does it mean that God chose to step into our world and walk with us? And how does that truth bring comfort and strength to our everyday lives? Grab a seat, take a deep breath, and let's explore how the Christmas story is not just about a baby in a manger, but about the unshakable presence of God in your life. Again, the topic is Emmanuel, God with us. And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 23.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means, God with us.
Imagine this. You're lost in a massive forest, the trees towering above you, and darkness setting in. Panic begins to creep in. But then, out of nowhere, a kind stranger appears with a flashlight and says, "Don't worry, I know the way. I'll stay with you." Suddenly, the fear lifts because you're no longer alone. Isn't life sometimes like that? We find ourselves in situations where we feel lost, overwhelmed, and unsure of what's next. But here's the good news. We are not alone. That's the beautiful message of Christmas. The name, Emmanuel, means God with us. Not God far away. Not God indifferent, but God with us. Present in our joys, struggles, and even our ordinary moments. What does God with us mean for you today? Think about it. The creator of the universe chose to step into our world. Not as a distant deity but as a baby, born in a manger. Why would God do that? Because his love for you is personal, relentless, and beyond human comprehension. In the Bible, we see this truth echoed over and over. Psalm chapter 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Also, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5 reminds us of God's promise which says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When life feels heavy, how does it change your perspective to know that God is right there with you? Can you see his hand guiding you, even in the small things? There is comfort in God's presence. Knowing that God is with us isn't just a theological idea, it's a game changer for our daily lives. When you're feeling alone, remember, He is your companion. When you're afraid, remember, He is your protector. When you're weak, remember, He is your strength. Even in the darkest moments, we can hold on to the truth that God is present. Just like the shepherds on that first Christmas night, we can look to Him and find hope. The Christmas story is so much more than the birth of a baby. It's the fulfillment of God's promise to His people. Isaiah had prophesied about the Messiah hundreds of years earlier, and in Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, we see God keeping His word. Christmas is a reminder of God's unchanging faithfulness. His decision to dwell among us wasn't temporary. Through Jesus, He opened the door for an eternal relationship with Him. Isn't that amazing? Time for reflection. Let me ask you these. Where do you need to feel God's presence right now? Are there areas of your life where you've been walking alone, trying to handle things on your own? Can you invite Emmanuel into those spaces today? As we celebrate Christmas, let's not just focus on the gifts. Instead, let's marvel at the greatest gift of all, God coming to dwell with us so we could dwell with Him forever. In conclusion, put this at the back of your mind. Christmas isn't just a holiday, it's an invitation. God is saying, I'm here with you. Will you draw closer to me? As you go today, take a moment to thank Him for His presence. Let the truth of Emmanuel, God with us, fill your heart with peace and joy. May the God who is with us remind you every day that you are deeply loved, never alone, and always held in His hands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this message and for the gift of Your presence through Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. We appreciate Your coming into our world to bring hope, love, and salvation. Lord, as we reflect on the meaning of Christmas, remind us daily that we are never alone. I pray for each listener today. Whatever they are facing, may they feel Your comforting presence and peace. Strengthen the weary, guide the uncertain, and fill every heart with the joy of knowing You are near. Help us all to draw closer to You and trust in Your unchanging promises. Bless this day, Lord, and use us as vessels of Your love and light to those around us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Micah chapter 1, chapter 2 and chapter 3. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 10. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.